You've probably heard about the new study from the University of California, Davis, a study on avocado oil that has concluded that the vast majority of products that claim to be using avocado oil are actually not using 100% avocado oil. And it's a peer-reviewed study from UC Davis. It was just published in July. The lead researcher was Selena Wang, professor of food science. They purchased 54 processed food products that listed avocado oil as the only oil ingredient. This is key to understand. They analyzed the fatty acid and sterol profiles, compared them to authentic avocado oil. They allowed a 10% margin for natural variation. And they also tested 20 olive oil labeled products as a control group. Here's what they found. That out of the chips that claim to be made with avocado oil as the only oil, 26 out of 28 products failed. That's a 93% failure rate. 12 out of 12 salad dressings failed, 100% failure rate. 10 out of 14 mayonnaise brands failed. And again, these are the ones that are always touting the, they're made with avocado oil, 71% failure rate. Overall, 89% failure rate. Now, when they ran a similar test on olive oil products, the failure rate was only 5%. So it's 89% with avocado oil. With olive oil, it's only 5%. So there are a number of popular brands that failed, and I'm not going to go through the names of the brands except for one, because I'm going to read part of a statement from Mark Sisson, who is apparently the founder of Primal Kitchen. I guess he's a keto diet guy. Primal Kitchen failed this test, but again, I'm going to read you his statement. Importantly, the researchers tested different lots, at least two different lots of each product. Some brands had one of the lots that passed, and then the other lot failed. So what the study found is that the composition, that is the chemical markers of the oils, were inconsistent with avocado oil, and instead they are consistent with the fingerprint of things like soybean oil, canola oil, safflower or sunflower oil. One product appeared to be nearly 100% soybean oil with no avocado oil detectable, at least according to the researchers. Now, you and I probably want to avoid like cheaper garbage crap GMO seed oils, right? Like soybean and canola and whatever else, right? So we might be enticed to purchase products that claim to have avocado oil as their main ingredient. Now you'll notice with nearly all these products, at least the packages that I've seen on the front, they have the words avocado oil really huge. And then little teeny tiny words above it says made with. Okay. So I hope you know that made with something means that the whole bag could contain like one drop of that thing. So made with avocado oil. And remember, the made with is little tiny print. The whole bag could be fried in soybean oil with one drop of avocado oil in it. And that actually appears to be the case for some of these products. So whenever you see made with, that doesn't tell you that it's all avocado oil. Even if it says made with 100% avocado oil, that still means it could be one drop of pure avocado oil in the fryer. So, you know, all soybean oil made with 100% avocado oil that we added a couple of drops of. So that's how they can put 100% avocado oil on a package and people think, oh, it must be all avocado oil. No, it isn't. They're basically telling you when they use the word made with. It's like you order a pizza, you get a pizza, and the pizza box says made with 100% real cheese. Does that mean all the cheese on the pizza is 100% real? No, not at all. It means that there might be one chunk of cheese that's real. somewhere on the pizza, and the rest could be fake cheese. Or, you know, Velveeta, like melted Velveeta in the microwave and poured on the pizza. Who knows? Who knows? But it doesn't mean it's 100% real cheese all over the pizza. Not at all. So this is how processed food companies lie with words or deceive people with words. And some of these companies, no doubt, probably they are aware that they're cheating and deceiving. I mean, come on. We see this all the time in the food industry. Why do you think I run a food science lab? Why do you think I conduct all the science testing on all the foods that we sell? And by the way, we don't sell avocado oil. I mean, we just don't sell cooking oils at all. But at our store, healthrangerstore.com, it's laboratory tested. We do identity testing in addition to contaminant testing, heavy metals and glyphosate and dioxins and PCBs and atrazine, plus microbiology, you know, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, etc. Depending on the product, you know, there can be other tests as well. So we do all this testing because we don't trust suppliers of raw materials. We don't trust suppliers of turmeric powder because turmeric often has a lot of lead in it. We don't trust suppliers of, you know, cacao powder, often has lead or cadmium. We don't trust suppliers. I mean, one time we bought like 5,000 pounds of pomegranate powder. It was labeled 100% pomegranate powder. And we got it. This was many years ago. I remember this. We got it. And I looked at it. I'm like, that's a little bit too bright for pomegranate powder. It should be a darker red, you know? And we opened up one of the bags and tasted it. And you know, took a sample out and tasted it. And like, this is way too sweet for pomegranate powder. Like, we need to contact the manufacturer here, find out what's going on. And we contacted them, and then they admitted, oh, yeah, it's actually, what did they say? It's cut 50% with like a cornstarch or some kind of grain starch that they cut it with. And then later on, I found that on Amazon.com, if you buy 100% pomegranate powder from certain companies, it's actually 50% starch because it's the same stuff. And they don't put it on the ingredients label. They don't tell you, they don't admit it. No, they sell it like 100% pomegranate powder. No, it's not. Not that at all. So some food companies lie all the time on purpose. Other food companies are tricked by their suppliers, but they make the mistake of trusting their suppliers, which is something that we don't do. We don't trust our suppliers. We're like Ronald Reagan, you know, trust but verify, right? In essence, we don't trust them. We verify. Oh, you say it's turmeric? Okay, we're going to test it. We're going to make sure. Oh, you say it's clean? Oh, you say you did heavy metals test? Yeah, we don't believe you. We're going to do our own testing. Because anybody in the industry of food or supplements or superfoods, if you trust the supplier, you're going to get burned so fast and so bad. You're going to get burned. They're going to sell you the garbage they can't offload on some other company that's actually conducting testing. You see, like when I buy a product from a major supplier in the US, they know, they get the order from Health Ranger store. They're like, oh shit, we better ship them the good stuff. These people are going to test it. We do. And if it fails, we don't pay them for it. We ship it back, you know, like take it back, bitches. But if you're just some Joe Blow company and you're not going to do any testing and you order the same thing, they'll ship you the crap that they have in the back room. There's like nobody else will buy. It's illegal to sell in Canada, you know, that kind of stuff. They'll ship it to you because they know you're not going to check. That happens every day in the industry. Believe me, every day. I've seen it. I've seen so many cases involving so many companies. It's just off the charts. So, you know, the level of deception is off the charts. So I'm talking about olive oil products, honey. You know, a lot of honey is just counterfeit. It's not even honey. It's just corn syrup with like honey flavoring and things like that. There's a lot of stuff that's just total counterfeit, right? And avocado oil appears to be one where even if a company has a positive intention as a manufacturer, if they don't conduct due diligence of their suppliers, they could be buying something that's labeled 100% avocado oil. And normally they get it in drums, like large 50-gallon drums, typically like a steel drum or a poly drum. And it looks like avocado oil, you know, and so, you know, that goes into the giant fryer and they fry their potato chips in it. And then they think that they bought avocado oil. And so their product ends up on the grocery store shelves labeled avocado oil, but it isn't in many cases. Now, there are some that are, but there are many that are not. Now, since I mentioned one company here, Primal Kitchen, and I'm going to read part of the statement from Mark Sisson, who, again, I think he's the founder of Primal Kitchen. I don't know him. I've never interviewed him. But I support the idea of avocado oil in products. So let me read for you his statement, okay? And then I've got some comments on that. He says, quote, "I've always stood by our products, and I do so to this day. I started researching and sourcing avocado oil in 2014, long before most people in this conversation had even heard about its benefits. And I know firsthand how important 100% pure, unblended avocado oil is to this community. Primal Kitchen," he says, "uses 100% pure avocado oil in our products, never blended with seed oils." All right, now, you could parse that sentence. You could say, he didn't say Primal Kitchen uses only 100% pure avocado oil, but then he does kind of explain it by saying never blended with seed oils. So he seems to be saying that the UC Davis study is bogus. Anyway, he continues, quote, "We stand behind that commitment and the rigorous sourcing and quality standards we've had in place from the beginning." He says, "I will post longer updates on the complexity of this issue over the next days and weeks, but I wanted to clear the air here. Let me be perfectly clear. Primal Kitchen does not use seed oils in any of its products. Not when I founded the company and not today. Please keep enjoying your Primal Kitchen products with my personal assurances to its continued quality." So this is interesting. And by the way, I will gladly invite Mark Sisson onto my show to discuss this issue. And he may have a point. He may have a very important point. And let me explain this. He may be right that the testing could be faulty. Now, I'm not claiming that, who's the researcher here? Mrs. Wang, I think was her name. I'm trying to find it again. Oh yeah, Selena Wang. Okay, I'm not claiming that Selena Wang engaged in any kind of misconduct or is trying to deceive anybody. I mean, she's a professor of food science. I don't know. Sounds like she probably knows a lot about food and science. Just guessing. You know, UC Davis. However, you know I own a food science lab. I'm the author of a number one best-selling food science book called Food Forensics. I've been running my lab for over 15 years. My lab has tested more food products and supplements and superfoods than I think any lab in America ever. Because we are all out. I mean, we have nine mass spec instruments? Triple quad GC, triple quad LC, two ICP-MS instruments, well, three. One of them is not working at the moment. You know, we have ion chromatography combined with single quad mass spec. We've got other instruments. We've got a lot of stuff going on. You know, we're testing for dioxins and glyphosate and heavy metals. And I've done method validation myself, or method development, validation, instrument calibration, instrument maintenance. Oh, that's always fun. All kinds of weird plumbing problems and all the liquid chromatography. That's a blast. The one thing I've learned from being a food science person who literally runs a lab, one thing I've learned is that a lot of labs out there have no, how do I say this politically correct? They don't know what they're doing. Okay. There's a lot of labs that don't know what they're doing. And I've encountered smoking gun evidence of this before, where, for example, I would have a sample sent off to another lab for a third-party validation, and they would send it back, and they would report their cadmium numbers as an order of magnitude too high, or sometimes lead, but the one I'm thinking of was cadmium. And then I contact them back and say, hey, why is your cadmium 10 times higher than our cadmium level? And here's, you know, here's what we're using as certified reference materials. Here's our calibration curve. Here's our curve fit, etc. And then the, like this one lab got back to me and said, we had a problem and we miscalibrated. And instead of mass spectrometry, which is what I use, they were using spectroscopy, which is a lot more wishy-washy, by the way. I mean, the instruments that my lab uses are ridiculously accurate when it comes to counting the elemental masses, you know, for things like lead and cadmium. I mean, it's absurdly accurate. Where spectroscopy is like, did you see blue in the rainbow or whatever? That's that element. It's nowhere near the accuracy. Anyway, they were off by a factor of 10. And then they admitted to me, they're like, we messed up with our calibration. So we'll rerun it again for you, give it back to you. I'm like, I was using you to try to validate, like to have a third party validation of what I was doing. Now you tell me you don't know what you're doing and you're just going to redo it until your calibration matches my results? I mean, come on. Are you a science lab or not? So I didn't use that science lab again, obviously. It's like people have no idea what they're doing. So you may be wondering right now, like, why don't we test avocado oil in our lab? Because, well, the answer is because we don't test lipids. That's not our area of expertise. It's not a contaminant. We're basically a food contamination lab. We test for heavy metals. We test for dioxins and PCBs and pesticides and herbicides and things like that. We don't test nutritive lipids. We don't do protein analysis. You know, we're not counting like how many carbohydrates or, you know, that's not what we do. We're not a food label lab. So we don't have those methods. Otherwise I would test it. And personally, I'm not even familiar with those methods. I don't know how to run those tests. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've seen science labs that don't know what they're doing. And we have to bring up that possibility that maybe in the University of California, just guessing, maybe there's some like woke science people who, you know, like their blue hair got in the way of doing the actual science and they screwed it up. I mean, it's possible, right? It's possible. So Mark Sisson of, what is it again? Primal Kitchen? He may have a valid point. So here's what I'm willing to do. See, I don't know who's right on this. I wish I did. But I am willing to interview Mark Sisson. I'm also willing to review the methodology. And somebody needs to send me this paper. What is it? Applied Food Research? I haven't seen the actual paper. If I could read the paper, then I could very much understand what it is. But I want to know what instruments are used. I want to know the calibration record, the calibration curve. I want to know what external standards are used. I want to see the curve fit, whatever. If we're looking at concentrations of this, if you show me what the instrument produced, I can give you a pretty educated analysis based on my knowledge of food contamination testing and pesticide testing and things like that. Because see, the testing that I do in my lab, we're looking at things that are barely present, like parts per million or parts per billion, or in some cases, like dioxins, parts per trillion, or even lower. Sometimes we're looking at femtograms of things, you know? So our instrumentation is looking at very, very small masses, whereas the University of California study is looking at very large macro ingredients, you know, the oil, which is a big portion of what's in the bag. See, we don't look at that. But I'd be happy to review the science and give you my opinion on it. Now, look, and I want to just say on the record, I am happy to interview Mark Sisson or someone else from the Primal Kitchen company, or frankly, I guess any of these other big companies that have been named in this study, look, I'm happy to help. I mean, I'm always interested in the truth coming out, whatever it is. My guess is there's a mix. There's probably some really high integrity, honest companies that are using truly pure avocado oil. And then there's probably some other companies that are just a bunch of shysters, like making huge profits while feeding you crap soybean oil or whatever. It's going to be a mixture. Like in every industry, you know, it's going to be that way in law, in dentistry, in politics, you know, anything you name, it's going to be like that. But I'm happy to talk to people who want to go public with their answer to this study. And also, I'd be open to interviewing Selena Wang if she wants to go on the record and talk about her methodology, talk about what instruments she used. I mean, this is a big deal. This is a serious issue. There's a lot of companies named here, you know. There is an Avocado Oil Manufacturers Association, apparently, that exists. That was founded, I think, just last year, and it was created to enforce integrity and some sort of internal standards in the food industry of whoever's using avocado oil. So that sounds great. I will say this, though, the one thing I've noticed about products that I bought that claim to be made with avocado oil, and I bought a few. I've bought some, like, mayonnaise products, and I don't know, I guess mostly different mayonnaise brands. They go rancid really fast. That's why I stopped buying them, because they just go rancid. It's like this, you know, open it up. It's like, this is all oxidized. What the hell? Maybe it is avocado oil, but it's oxidized avocado oil. Maybe the oxidation messes with the testing protocols and throws it off or something, you know, because it does alter the lipids, obviously. So who knows? Maybe that's part of what's going on here. But we shall see. Anyway, you know how I get avocado oil? Is I buy whole avocados. And then, you know, I scoop them out and I throw them in the blender and I blend them up. I've been drinking avocados for 20 years. Every day, actually. I probably buy more avocados than any human other than David Avocado Wolf, you know? I mean, probably he and I are the top two buyers of avocados. I buy so many avocados, I was worried the last time there was a Mexican cartel uprising, because I thought they were going to block the avocado shipments, because the cartels run the avocado trade. That's why avocados are so expensive. They're trafficking, you know, drugs, weapons, humans, and avocados. I'm not even joking. Avocados are very lucrative. Like, you don't make as much money as trafficking heroin, I guess, or meth or whatever. But also, avocados don't get you raided by the DEA. So there's a bonus right there. I'd rather be in the avocado business than any other kind of trafficking business. Well, I wouldn't be in a trafficking business. But for the Mexican cartels, some of them are just shipping avocados. It's lucrative, man. Trees, like, just raining money. It's like $4 an avocado. Well, they don't get that locally. That's what it ends up at the store. But it's still lucrative. So anyway, bottom line is, number one, I'm a big fan of avocados and avocado oil. Number two, I do not trust processed food manufacturers. I don't trust anybody in the food industry. I don't trust the suppliers of raw materials. No, I don't trust them at all. I don't trust their certificates when they claim it's tested and it's clean and bullshit. You know, I'm sorry. The reason people shop at my store, healthrangerstore.com, is because of this attitude. Because they know I don't trust anybody else in the industry. They know, I mean, I built a lab. I filmed it. I published the videos publicly. I've given tours. Like, Mickey Willis was in the lab, you know, last week. He and his son, Azai, like, playing with the microscope. They were having a blast. Michael Yan has been in the lab. I give tours to people who show up. I show them the lab. Like, tons of people have seen it. It's real. The reason I have this lab is because I don't trust anybody in the industry. That's why you can trust the cleanliness of our foods and our supplements and our products, because we test freaking everything. And as far as I know, we're the only ones that do that. I'm not aware of anybody else that is this dedicated to laboratory testing of their products, because it's extremely expensive, time-consuming, and it will take years of your life to learn how to do it correctly, many years. It's equivalent to getting a PhD, basically, well, or multiple PhDs. If you master multiple instruments, it's a big deal. So most people don't want to jump through those hoops. Plus, you know, one mass spec instrument can set you back $300,000 or $400,000, with an annual maintenance fee of like $40,000 or $50,000, by the way. So there's another thing to consider. It's not something you do lightly, you know what I mean? It costs a fortune. But if you're serious about clean food, as I am, then, you know, you're going to do it. And that's why people shop with us. So anyway, bottom line is, you know, we don't sell potato chips, and we don't sell avocado oil. We don't sell mayonnaise. We don't sell salad dressings. So you're going to have to get those somewhere else. And I'll work hard to try to get to the bottom of this story with you. But we do sell high-end nutritional supplements, superfoods, ultra-clean chlorella, spirulina, astaxanthin, turmeric tincture, herbal formulas, plus personal care products, ultra-clean, fragrance-free deodorants, body soap, shampoo, toothpaste, automatic dishwasher detergent, laundry detergent without the toxic cancer-causing chemicals, environmentally friendly formulations, laboratory-tested. You can see it all on our website, healthrangerstore.com. You'll be glad you did. So thank you for supporting us, and I'll do my best to bring you more news about this, the avocado oil. What should we call it? Like Avogate. Does that sound about right? Avogate. You know, like Watergate, you know, Avogate. Well, we'll see where it goes. In the meantime, you can follow me at naturalnews.com, and also you can follow my videos at brightvideos.com. Take care.
Boost your nutrition with our ultra-clean, lab-verified clean chlorella powder. Packed with bioavailable nutrients, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. Get yours now at healthrangerstore.com.